Now, keeping them honest, Pentagon reporters are already required to wear badges identifying them as press. In fact, the Pentagon has its own badge office, according to the DOD website. It's open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. most weekdays. And reporters cannot go anywhere they want in the Pentagon. They more or less have the same access that the general public does on a guided tour. The only way a reporter can get into a secure area is for a door to be unlocked by a DOD official. As to the pledge, CNN released a joint statement with ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News that reads in part, "Today we join virtually every other news organization in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new requirements, which would restrict journalists' ability to keep the nation and the world informed of important national security issues." It goes on to say, "The policy is without precedent and threatens core journalistic protections." The only news outlet so far to agree ahead of the deadline is the ultra-mega One America News. The list of those who will not comply includes all you see on the screen now, including, as we said, Fox News, where Pete Hegseth spent years as an on-air contributor and weekend host before being chosen by President Trump for defense secretary. The president had more to say earlier today about the Pentagon restrictions.
I find that when it comes to war, and now our great Department of War, we have some great people over there. I think it's sort of, it bothers me to have soldiers and even, you know, high-ranking generals walking around with you guys on their sleeve asking them, because they can make a mistake, and a mistake can be tragic. They can do it innocently, too.